Aesop's Fables for You. 13.
The Lion and the Mouse. It is a peaceful afternoon in the forest. Mr. Lion is very sleepy.
What a peaceful afternoon. I am very sleepy. I will take a nap now.
Mr. Lion falls asleep. Three little mice play near Mr. Lion.
Come on, let's play.
Okay, what game shall we play?
How about hide and seek?
Great idea! But who will be it?
Let's do rock, paper, scissors.
Fine.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Aha! Mickey, you are it.
Okay, I will count to 10. You two hide.
Don't count too fast.
Let's hide.
Minnie and Jerry look around for a good place to hide. Minnie hides under a leaf, but Jerry can't find a good place. He looks and looks.
I can't find a good place.
8, 9, 10. Come out, wherever you are. Aha! I found you, Minnie. Come out.
Oh, no. I better hide right now. Hey, this looks like a good place. It's really soft.
Jerry climbs up and hides. But he doesn't know that he is on top of Mr. Lion's head.
Where are you, Jerry?
Come out! We can't find you!
Here I am!
Jerry shouts and wakes Mr. Lion.
Who is this? Who woke me up?
A lion! Jerry, run!
A lion?
Jerry looks down and Mr. Lion looks up. Their eyes meet.
Oops!
Jerry tries to run away, but Mr. Lion stops him.
Stop there! Who are you?
I am just a little mouse.
You woke me up?
It wasn't on purpose. I was just playing. I didn't know.
I am very angry. I am going to eat you.
I am very sorry, Mr. Lion. Please, forgive me.
I don't care. I am still angry. You woke me, so I will eat you.
Please wait. Please don't eat me.
Why not? I am hungry.
Because I am very small, and I taste terrible. Please, let me go. Just this once?
Perhaps you are right. You are very small.
Yes. Let me go, and someday I will help you.
Haha! That is so funny. How can a little mouse help me? I am the king of the forest.
I am small, but I am also very smart. I will help you someday, I promise.
Okay. Just this once. You can go, but don't wake me up again. Then I will really eat you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lion. You are so kind. I won't forget your kindness.
Just leave me alone now. I'm going back to sleep.
Mr. Lion lets Jerry go and falls back to sleep. A few days later, Jerry is playing with his friends in the forest again. He hears Mr. Lion crying far away.
Hey, Mickey, did you hear something?
No, I didn't hear anything.
How about you, Minnie?
I don't know.
I think it's Mr. Lion. I think he is hurt. I must help him.
Jerry looks around the forest for Mr. Lion, but he can't find him.
Where are you, Mr. Lion? Cry out louder.
Help! Anyone help!
There you are! I found you! But why are you in a net?
A hunter caught me. He will be back soon. Call a big animal, quickly!
Don't worry. I will help you.
How can you? You are so small.
I will chew up the rope. Just wait.
Hurry, before the hunter comes back.
Jerry keeps chewing the rope.
Little mouse, your teeth must hurt.
It's okay. I want to help you. There, the rope is cut.
Mr. Lion gets out of the net.
Thank you, little mouse. Thank you for your help.
That's okay. I said I would help you someday.
You were right. You may be small, but you are also very smart.
Moral: do not judge someone by their size, and kindness is never wasted.